Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 27th day of January 2006. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We got two more hours spanning out before us. Imagine going out to protest Halliburton for ripping off the soldiers and contractors that ate their diseased and poisonous food. It gave people food poisoning over and over again. They overcharged many times for it. I mean, they pled guilty a bunch and paid huge fines. Well, this group goes out and protests, and the Army's stalking them and spying on them and doing all of this. So we'll be talking to them coming up later in the third hour. In the meantime, I do want to start getting to more of your calls. We'll also get into some interesting little stories like this one. Mexican migrants to get U.S. maps from the Mexican government. And I just want to point out some of the hypocrisy of the Mexican government, and then also show how this shows how the war on terror is a complete fraud. And I want to get more into the domestic spying program, just new revelations coming out on that on a daily basis, more coming out on the Patriot Act that they just reauthorized and, yes, actually expanded. And I want to also get into some reports about Hamas and its win of the parliament there in the Palestinian election. Plus, Cheney and Netanyahu pushing for war against Syria with Lieberman, Senator Lieberman, running around saying how wonderful it is with a bunch of other hawk Democrats. So that is coming up as well this hour. Right now, let's talk to David in Mass, then Mark, Jason, Cliff, Steve, and others. So go ahead, David.
Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
I got an article today from MSNBC. This is pretty unbelievable, I thought. California declares secondhand smoke a pollutant. Now, listen to where this is. Seems like
they're going to ban it in your house. It's already happened in areas of Florida and California.
Exactly. They go from, okay, as you know, from restaurants and bars. Now, I personally am not a smoker, you know, and I understand being in a restaurant environment with
smoke. I'm not either.
Yeah, and other people, of course, I understand it in that sense, to have a barrier or a second room. But now, you know, they move it outside to say, okay, you can smoke out. Now it's going to look like, well, you know, we're going to arrest you if you smoke outside. Let me just read a couple little things here. It says right here, the California became the first state to declare secondhand smoke a toxic air pollutant Thursday, citing its link to breast cancer. Experts said the decision may have more impact worldwide than it does
smoking,
largely smoke-free area. Yeah.
And, of course, a weed, and that's really what tobacco is. Well, I guess a weed is any plant you don't want, but, I mean, it resembles a low bush. A weed burning, in small levels of people all over a city smoking cigarettes, that doesn't hurt anybody.
Right. Well, listen to the cleverly PR term that they've created, ETS, environmental smoke, tobacco smoke. They're calling it ETS. First one on me, I've heard of that. The effects of passive smoke, it said the report. Assessment draws on more than 1,000 other studies.
They do that because it sounds real official. People go, oh,
right, and it said
ZLQ9er. Whoa, ZLQ9er.
Yes, it blames secondhand smoke on 4,000 deaths. Alex, Los Angeles and the surrounding area is a toxic pea soup of industrial and automobile waste.
And that's because of the geography. The mountains block in that moist Pacific air, and so it all just sits there and isn't blown and dispersed.
Right, and the more people, I mean, more than 4,000 people, I think, have died from that, and they want to try to make it look like all of California's 35 million people.
Well, David, here's the deal. They're actually banning it in houses now. There's cases where city workers, say, in one case we interviewed him, a cop who's a captain, on the force 20-some years, is seen smoking a cigar at a party, he's fired. Okay, so this is about the micromanagement through the national sales tax that will be implemented through your driver's license. They are going to track everything you eat, drink, what you do, and then send social workers after you to incarcerate you over it. So great points. I appreciate the call, David. It's control freak heaven. We'll be right back.
The secret is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up this hour, I want to talk a little bit about Google and every other major search engine company for that matter, or computer company for that matter, or infrastructure company for that matter, going into communist China and saying, absolutely, we'll help you oppress your population. And let me just give you the newsflash. Major search engines have already been caught red-handed doing that here in the United States. But we always like to look at another country and think, oh, it's all going on over there. No, it's already begun over here. So I want to try to give you a clear picture of that as it develops. And as I said at the first of the broadcast, kicking off last hour, at kickoff there, that this entire military-industrial complex is run by organized criminals. They are piratical, they are aggressive, they are tyrannical, they literally wage war against populations. They admittedly use these tactics in business. They use governments to come in and pass laws that restrict their competition. They openly are enemies of the family and of the nation state, and openly have world economic forums from Davos to Cape Town, South Africa, from Chicago, Illinois, to you name it. They have these meetings. They put out these policy reports. They go in and they fund the policies of governments through the IMF and World Bank that we as taxpayers fund ourselves. And they are using the war on terror to set up a domestic police state so they can move on to the next phase. They're putting this police state in place so they can do things to you that are very oppressive and abusive economically and psychologically, because control and domination and order, as they call it, is their business, and business is good. If you're a global corporation, 44 of the 100 biggest economies are companies, not countries. Your business is monopolizing industries. It is buying off governments. It is having governments pass laws giving private corporations and their front groups, like the World Trade Organization and others, governmental powers. And I remember about 7 years ago reading globalist policy reports that were public, but very hard to get a hold of and almost unknown, where they said the people are going to wake up to the fact that we're creating a one-world government, one-world taxation, and are going to have a global one-child policy, and are going to track every purchase and every sale everyone makes off of national ID cards that will then turn into and be standardized, already happening, into global ID cards. How are we going to manipulate the people into accepting it? And first they said we're going to deny global governance, they call it governance, as long as possible. Then we're going to create a social stigma to criticizing it. Then we'll use classical political intimidation, i.e. we'll announce the Pentagon will come harass you and watch you if you criticize one of their actions. They'll create a chilling effect. And then, of course, finally, they talk about getting hate laws passed, which have nothing to do with stopping the Ku Klux Klan from burning crosses, and everything to do with restricting your free speech, my free speech, and that they would use terrorism as the control mechanism, as the excuse to physically dominate the population. And that is exactly what they're doing. And they went on to say that we have to create a false left-right paradigm or a false bipolar world. There is really a consortium or an alliance, a confederacy, a commission. That's really the best way to describe it, you know, like in The Godfather, where you've got 14 families or so around that big conference table. They all have their own companies, their own operations, their own rackets, but they get together and decide on rules and territories and who is over what. A better analogy is the movie Rollerball, where Houston's the energy city and Tokyo's the manufacturing city, and it's all these corporate leaders. And, you know, if the corporate caste wants your wife, even if you're Jonathan E., the top rollerball player, you know, they get to take your wife because that's about power. Or it goes back to what you see in Braveheart, which is historical. Prima Noctu, the lord of the manor, wanted your wife on your wedding night. He got to have her first. We can't kill the Scots. We'll breed them out, as Longshanks said. So this is the system. And so they said, we're going to have the liberal world government at the point where everybody admits there's a world government. We'll deny as long as possible. Then we'll give them a false choice. We'll say there's a liberal world government. And there's a conservative world government. There's the loving, helpful UN world government that's sweet and doesn't like to attack people, but will if it has to. Then there's the evil Anglo-American establishment British U.S. world government who is right-wing and vicious, and so we've got to have a liberal world government to counter that evil right-wing world government. And right there, they've neutralized your choices. Both of the left and right are just arms on the same corporate PR system. You know, it's like the big grocery store chain in England. There's been articles about it in the news. You know, one's color is green, the other color is orange. But really, it's the same company, and they'll be right across the street from each other. And there's a predominant oligopoly in England, almost a monopoly, with the major shopping markets that are out there, grocery stores, food marts, and people think there's a choice, but really it's just, and they'll have some specials at this store that the other store doesn't have. But at the end of the day, it's the exact same thing, the illusion of competition. WWF wrestling, it's not like the Rose Bowl where it's two real teams really playing and battling it out. It's like WWE. I was corrected by a by one of our listeners last week. I'm sorry, I'm not up on the names. The worldwide wrestling is now WWE or whatever it's called. It's not real. It's staged. It's a fraud. It's a thespian, theatrical, Shakespearean event. And these poor leftists, many of them so well-meaning, good people on average, they really think, well, the government's tyranny and they're building camps and Bush may become a dictator. And Bush is openly saying, maybe I should be a dictator and maybe this is, you know, the powers I have and the news is pushing it. And we're actually having a national debate about it. We shouldn't even be debating it. And, but we just need to turn our guns into the men in the black uniforms and then everything. But Hitler was for gun control. You can't own a gun in Mexico where you got a tiny elite controlling and enslaving the population. Same thing in communist China. I mean, what you were told as part of your orthodoxy, part of your nomenclature, part of being, you know, who you are, that you've got to be anti-gun. Well, it's the same thing with these mindless Republican followers. A lot of them are really good old boys. They'll stop and help you change your tire, and they give money to the local charity. And I mean, most of them really aren't bad people, but they are willfully ignorant. They feel good about themselves. They're the good guy. Halliburton's good. George Bush is good. And if George Bush says torture's good, then torture's good. And if George Bush says spying's good, then spying's good. And so some of the so-called best people out there are really warped, sick, camp-following freaks. And they're all for the American world government now. It isn't an American world government. The globalists openly funded the Soviets. That's now all declassified because they had to have a fake bipolar, that is dual world, to give you the illusion of choice. There is really one power, and that is the New World Order. The world government is already set up. Now it is just showing itself. Now it is expanding its control. Now it is firming up its control against its one real enemy. The few sovereign rogue nations that are left, and I'm not defending those nations, whether they're good, bad, indifferent, ugly, that isn't up for debate. The point is this great evil has risen, and it's knocking off its last few areas that aren't under its total financial domination and military control, and it is now shifting into the final mode of mopping up those handful of, quote, rogue nations. And the Pentagon's new map, they admit all this, but their real thing that they're focused on is the individual bank account, the individual safety deposit box, the individual 401k, the individual pension fund, the individual ranch, the individual house, the family raising the children. The social architects openly, it's in their documents, openly talk about breaking up the family because the family owes allegiance to itself and not the state. That's why China's the model, ladies and gentlemen. Where they are breaking up the family, where they do engage in all this. They get all the awards. You want to know what the government wants to do? It's what they do in China. They're the model. They're the apple of the New World Order's eye. And so you've got to unlearn what you've learned. You've got to change the labels they've given you. All the labels you've got today didn't exist 106 years ago. And the big foundations were formed 106 years ago, and they openly said in published books and documents that they were going to buy up the chairs of the universities, they were going to buy up the endowments, they were going to buy up the curriculum, they were going to finance the textbooks, they were going to create the false left-right paradigm. And they have created the false left-right paradigm, where the only paradigm you need to ever know, the worldview that in my worldview, it is the worldview. I'm not giving you my worldview, I'm giving you the worldview. The worldview is elite versus the individual. The worldview is consolidated power versus the masses. And the elite has gotten, while giving you the false left-right paradigm, they've also played off class warfare and the rest of this, and they've done it to turn us all against each other, black against white against black, Hispanic against white, north against south, woman against man, kids against their parents. Oh, it's children, when you rebel against your parents, even if they are idiots, you are only helping the New World Order. When you don't learn to work hard and respect your parents and be involved and stay off drugs, and when you think it's cool to go out and do all the things that the media tells you is cool. Notice the media tells you drugs are cool out of Hollywood, but then puts a public service announcement in saying they're bad. You see, they know you'll be rebellious and go use their product. Don't use their drugs. Don't fall into their snare. Be strong. Be focused. Be motivated. Be involved. That's what they hate. That's truly rebellious. The real paradigm is freedom versus slavery. And I don't restate the basic crux of what we're facing enough, so I restated it there. And I promise we'll go to Mark, Jason, Cliff, Steve, and many others when we get back after this quick break. Stay with us. And we'll get into Google and all the rest of it. But I've been gone for 5 days, and I'm in preaching mode.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
pandemic. It's the real world. It's our future. It's our destiny. They've made it boring. They've made it stupid. They've made it where nobody wants to pay attention to it. They have drugged politicians through the mud on purpose, with the politicians willingly playing the part. George Bush is just a front man, a puppet, to acclimate you, to wear you out, where you've heard about checkpoints and martial law and dictators and all of this over and over and over again, and torture until you just get tired of it. And okay, fine. That's all that's happening here. And then the Democrats come into office and suddenly, you know, the Democrats love torture, and suddenly, you know, Republicans are going to hate it. We've got to realize that we're being scammed here. And I'm not saying all Democrats are bad or all Republicans are bad. I'm telling you, though, committee chairman and above, you can forget it. Governors, I mean, bought and paid for, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in San Diego. You're on the air, Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you're an army of one, and the whole world appreciates it. Listen, you provoked me into calling because, like, I don't want the, you know, everything and everybody's blood on my hands, so I have to do my duty. And please, Mr. Alex, you know, if you don't agree with what I have to say, I'm going to go through this very quickly. If you don't have the ears to listen, my message goes out to everybody else, including Captain Joyce Riley and Derry Brownsfield, like with his animals and stuff, mad cow disease, bird flu, hoof and mouth. All these animals are dying needlessly. It's just a needless slaughter.
And okay, well, sir, tell me what's going on, please.
Well, okay, a couple of things, real quick. All right, I'm going to give you, like, Hunter's Law. This will save your life. Whatever hydrogen peroxide, 35% food grade, and colloidal silver together do not kill or cure, then you need baking soda. And that will, like, include everything. You know.
Okay. I mean, kill or cure what? You're just...
Well, anything. You know, for example, you have your allergies, okay? I can tell you right now, that's like basically an STD. That's an infection, which is no big deal. But if you have your hydrogen peroxide, 35% food grade, and your colloidal silver, that'll be gone. But you need to, like, you know, inoculate your whole family all at the same time. Otherwise, it will simply, like, you know, ping pong back and forth.
By inoculate, you mean drink or snort it. You don't mean inject it.
Well, yeah, correct. And that includes grandma. You guys all need to do it at the same time. Otherwise, you'll just simply reinfect each other. And I'd also suggest that you...
Yeah, but if I get run over by a truck, colloidal silver isn't going to save me. I mean, you're not saying it's, like, magical, are you?
No, no, not at all. I'm talking about infection. In fact, like, you know, you should have, like, Ed McCabe on. He's the only guy that really knows what he's talking about.
Okay, all right. What else is on your mind, sir?
Okay, well, I could also tell you about, like, the chemtrails. Oh, I also have a cliche that you've been looking at for, like, you know, for a few years. I'll give that to you after I'm finished. But, like, the chemtrails, they've been, like, you know, covertly spraying that over. I live in, like, Golden Hill, and, like, you know, I watch them. What they do is, like, you know, they'll, like, the clouds come in over, like, the coast, and they'll parallel, like, the eastern leading edge of the cloud. And also, like...
Now, most of it's weather manipulation.
Oh, right. Now, I believe that that's what's affecting you guys in your burn zone. So I just want to let you know that they're doing it covertly. For example, if the aircraft is perpendicular to the cloud, they'll just simply, you know, perpendicular.
Here's the deal on the chemtrails. The government admits thousands and thousands of instances where they sprayed chemical, biological, and radiological out of fixed-wing and rotary wing aircraft, helicopters and planes, and on cities killing people. It's declassified. It's public. No caller has ever brought it up. Other talk shows rarely talk about it. And so the real admitted public stuff is absolutely unknown. And then I got people walking up to me on the street going, look at that jet spraying us down here, and it's at 35,000 feet, and it's an ice crystal trail. So my whole deal on the chemtrails and weather control is, yes, some of it's going on. I just never get why everybody obsesses on the areas that are all kind of nebulous, pun intended, instead of on all the admitted-in-your-face stuff.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm watching this stuff. I mean, they're doing it covertly. They're trying to camouflage it like they're not doing it. You know what I'm saying? They won't do it in the blue sky, but they'll do it right in the clouds.
I don't know where you're at, buddy. You'll have a clear sky, and jets will start flying around at 4,000 feet, leaving trails that are there 4 hours later.
Yeah, they don't do that here. It's like, but they are chemtrails because they don't disappear. But listen, I've got some other things to talk
to you
about.
Well, we got about 30 seconds. We got a bunch of other callers. What else?
Okay, listen. For your syphilitic herpes, your urinary tract infection, try baking soda. Whatever the hydrogen peroxide, 35% food grade, and colloidal silver does not kill or cure together, and that includes being overweight, then try baking soda.
So you yourself have had these diseases, and it's just knocked it out for you.
Oh, totally, totally. I hitchhike the world, man. It's like I go around like you know.
Thanks for the call. You're pretty fired up there. Thank God I haven't had those problems. I'm sure we've had some listeners who have, but I'm not going to try to practice medicine here on the air. But I what a call. You never know what you'll hear next, folks. All right, we'll try to really ram through these calls when we get back. Cliff and Steve and Chris and many others. 1-800-259-9231, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of 2 for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
But I got to move quicker here. We won't get to anybody. And I want to get more into this Google situation that the media is actually covering, but they're acting like it's kind of normal. Well, you know, censoring information with the government, teaming up with the government. Everybody does it. Maybe we should do it here. Well, I'm going to tell you the news behind the news on that. The rest of the story, as Paul Harvey likes to say. Jason in Maryland, you're on the air. Jason, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks.
Thank you.
There's a couple of numbers that are going to be real familiar to Bible students and that should make everyone sit up and take notice. Coming to a culmination of events here in the next year. For instance, the Israelis in the Six-Day War, which was miraculous, I'm sure you know, took the everything that was granted to Abraham, and then righteously took this, and then gave up the Temple Mount in 1967. The 40-year anniversary of that will be next year. The 400th anniversary of the founding of this country, in as much as our first colony was established in 1607, will also take place this year. They parted my land for gain. Ariel Sharon is in a coma. Israel is leaderless. And they issue papers like the Daniel Project. And for
so, yeah, these are wild calls. They're just all over the map. Do you specifically have anything to say about any of the news I've covered, or any of the information, or just the spying, the torture, the China starting to dump the dollar slide? Because I mean, it's all interesting to hear about these dates that are coming up and stuff. But I'm trying to grasp exactly. I mean, what are you getting at?
I'm getting at specifically the Daniel Project, and I
well, fill us in on the Daniel Project.
Well, the Daniel Project states that Israel has a very small window of opportunity to destroy Iran before they have nuclear capabilities, which I know from your study that is not the case, that they're at least 10 years away from that.
But that doesn't mean the globalists won't set one off, and then we're off the races. A huge world war, just totally spiraling out of control.
That's correct. So all of my comments, I think, are quite pertinent. They parted my land for gain. Sharon is in a coma. Israel is leaderless. They got this Daniel Project that states now they want to do it by March, attack Iran. And that 40 years from 1967 and 400 years from 1607, I think, is significant.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Interesting points there, Jason. Let's start to Cliff in Utah. Cliff, go ahead.
Good morning. How you doing there, Alex?
Good. I'm fine.
Okay. I'm the guy that your office is supposed to email you and give you my phone number, my personal phone number. Now, I've talked to Joyce Riley and also Pastor Butch about something, and I've got to get back to them this coming Tuesday, and back to Joyce about appearing on her show.
Okay.
I need your fax number again. I had it, but I'm not at home base. I'd like to fax you all.
Let me put you on hold, and they can give you that, sir. Anything else?
I want to talk about Joan Dionne. She's at the summit, you know, in Switzerland.
Yes, the big Davos World Economic Forum.
Right. Bill Gates just donated $900 million to them people to start controlling us. And then she has a phone number that people can get, you know, that she'll send them a report on this in about 10 days. And people really need to, because I listened to her on Joyce's show, and it's something else. It's utterly fantastic what Bill Gates donating all that money and what they're going to do, you know, taking over all the rural countries and that.
That's what they're doing. Thanks for the call. In fact, the Davos Economic Forum's going on, World Economic Forum's going on right now. And you can read the minutes. You can go online and read the news reports. Or you can go online and just type Bill Gates speech, Davos 2006. The whole thing will pop up for you for free. And you can read what he's calling for and what they're doing. And it is one world government and how to engineer the governments to basically feed the population's wealth and energies into their coffers. That's the name of the game. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Steve. Steve is calling from Colorado. Welcome, Steve.
Yeah, hi there, Alex. Hey, I had three questions for you. Yesterday, I only caught a part of the show. What was the name of the Canadian doctor that you had on?
Okay, I was out of town yesterday, and I requested the network air a particular show. They did not air it. I guess they didn't have it or it malfunctioned, so I don't know what show aired yesterday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Can you give me some specifics?
Sure. He was talking about weather control. I believe he said he was employed by...
Yes, it's Ben Livingston.
Ben, okay.
And he's not a doctor. He's a meteorologist and cloud physicist who was the head of the U.S. Navy's weather war program and was the first... individual to ever employ weather weapons, and that was in Southeast Asia or Vietnam back in the mid and late 1960s. And he joined us. And if you go to Infowars.com, there is an article about the interview. And there's also mainstream news articles from Fox News to articles out of Midland, Texas, about some of the things that he and others have discussed. But weather control is real, is patented, does work, and they can knock out those hurricanes, but the government has decided not to, and they decided to let them hit. And Mr. Livingston says it's because, obviously, the federal government likes being able to hand out $200 billion with Katrina to their buddies like Halliburton.
Yeah, it's just, once again, it's just more control. And then when you were on Coast to Coast a week and a half ago or so, you mentioned an advisor to the president by the name, I think it was John Yoo.
Yes.
Is that right? How are you spelling his last name?
Y-O-O.
Okay, Y-O-O. Okay, and you had mentioned also that he had made a speech somewhere talking about we can abuse children and all that kind
yes.
of stuff. Where was that at, do you know?
Yes, that was at the Council on Foreign Relations Chicago branch, and that was given, and it was in a debate with the Notre Dame professor, Mr. Castle, who we had on last week, and there was a clandestine recording made in the meeting, because those are non-disclosure meetings, and he read from a memo that Mr. Yoo had written, that had also been signed off on by another White House counsel, that said we can commit genocide. And if the president literally is God and can order genocide, or the government can torture small children in front of their parents, quote, and crush their testicles. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that, but that is what the president signed off on. And those are the memos that were given to the Pentagon brass, and they do torture children in front of their parents. That's in General Toogoomba's own report. Just type in Army Report on Torture. You'll get MSNBC. It is the main Google thing that comes up, at least last time I checked. And you can go read the Army's own report where they actually torture people to death, and they also torture their children in front of them.
Okay. Is that clandestine tape, is that available at InfoWars, perchance?
Yes, we've aired clips of it here on the radio, and there are links on PrisonPlanet.com. You'll have to go back to the archives about 2 weeks ago when that story first broke, or last, Thursday, I interviewed Mr. Castle, the professor that debated you, and that is all there on the website, sir.
Okay.
And I'm glad you called about that. I'm glad listeners are concerned about that, because I've been very upset about that. You know, we have Alberto Gonzalez, who was White House counsel, one of the White House lawyers, and now, of course, he's attorney general, saying that Bush is the law. He is above all laws, and that they can torture people to death. And
Well, you know, it's so good that we have such caring people in charge of us, I guess, isn't it?
Well, see, it's a psychological game, though. Notice they're not doing this in a vacuum. There's all these drama shows, cop shows, The Shield, NYPD Blue before it was canceled, L.A. Law, Boston Legal.
All conditioning.
Just every 24, every major show, torture, every episode, torture's good, torture children in front of their parents almost every episode, and then magically, right at the same time, the president's got his people saying it, and it sounds crazy and weird, but then you hear neocon talk show host promoting how it's good and equating it with safety. You'll be safe as long as you let us have Ted Bundy powers.
Yeah.
Just give us your guns, give us control of your bank accounts, let us track everything you do, let us run your life, and then Al-Qaeda won't get you. Torturing children equals freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's, and once again, it's 1984 coming to pass. The last question, you had mentioned also that the Manhattan Project and SDI were kind of hatched out of Bohemian Grove. Do you have an article on that at your website, or where
yes.
did you get that? Okay, you do?
Yeah, there's a whole constellation of flotilla places, but the University of California at Berkeley is a quasi-official mouthpiece of the summer encampment of the San Francisco-based Bohemian Club that's held in a 2,700-acre redwood grove inside a mountainous gorge in right outside Monterey, California. And if you can simply go to their website, and there's papers that have been released by the Grove to them. There are the published speeches that they themselves have released on a selective basis, where they brag about how they hatched the Manhattan Project there and how they launched SDI there. And it's all available, part of the public record.
Yeah, actually, do you have time? Could I ask one more question?
Sure.
Okay, that London, back in London when they had the supposed bombers, and it was during the summertime, and you
July 7th and July 21st.
Okay, and you had mentioned that, well, the story that we got was that some kid was wearing a trench coat, you know, a heavy overcoat, and that he had jumped the turnstiles, and I remember you saying something about that was, since you had gone over there, that was a false story. Did you do a write-up at all on that? Do you remember?
We wrote a bunch of articles about it, but we don't need to. It was all over the news. He was shot 3 times, 4 times, 8 times. It was a total of 14 shots. Mr. Menendez did not run. He walked. He was not wearing a jacket. He was wearing a blue jean shirt. It was 60 degrees. He walked, and he walked on and sat down, and they walked on board, and he seemed to know them and was afraid. They sat on him and shot him 14 times until his entire head was actually, like a pumpkin you'd shot, 14 times. There was no head. It was a huge splattered, bag, you know, just strips of flesh flopping around, because it was some special forces military branch assigned to the police. It was an assassination. And they then admitted that he did not run, and he did not jump turnstiles, that were not a trench coat, that were not wires sticking out, and that this was the eyewitnesses. They executed him.
Yeah, well, thank you once again, Alex, and Godspeed to you.
Well, thank you, my friend. I'm actually making a film about a bunch of different issues, and about 10 minutes of the film is about that. And it's just horrible. It is just absolutely horrible to have this type of stuff going on. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. Oh, Captain, my Captain. I wanted to ask you a question about this paper I came across, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Colonel Alexander.
Scary stuff.
Yes.
Everything they're talking about. I can't believe that far ago they were talking about barcodes and, slavery, genocide. And one quick question about this trans strike that they had in New York City.
Yes.
Do you think that they were using that to shut the place down, to get down there and hotwire it the way they pre-wired the buildings for 9/11?
You know, that's speculation, but that's exactly how the globalists operate. In the past, they did use shutdowns and renovations and terror drills to plant bombs in the buildings. We know that. They had multiple floors shut down in the weeks before 9/11.
For electrical inspections or something like that? Wasn't that
Yes.
the excuse?
Yes.
And I don't know, I wish there was a way that real people could go down there and inspect all of those subway lines, because I'm afraid that something bad's going to happen there.
No, it's terrible. And again, who has the motive? Who will get power? Who will get control if there's more terror attacks? The White House's own memo is now public from a few months ago, where they say, barring another major terror attack, their agenda is stalled and may go into retrograde. They may actually get impeached. And I have that in the news today as well. Thank you for the call, Tim. I missed the name on the next caller from Seattle. Andy in Seattle, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Have you back. Just got a quick question for you. You and I think alike on probably 99% of the issues you bring up. There's one I wanted to get a little bit further clarification from you on, though, and the gentleman a couple calls earlier from you was referring to it, and that's on the weather control issue. And obviously we know our government does very poorly when it tries to control the currency and everything else out there that they try to control that they have no constitutional authority to do. So I was just trying to grasp why you think they have the authority to control weather and why that would be a good thing.
number one, the average American doesn't know that weather manipulation is real and has been used and has been demonstrated to be effective when they try to employ it. Now, there could be tertiary side effects or butterfly effects, and that's all open for debate and study. It's just to ignore an entire science when it's when it exists and is being employed is bad. Okay, it's like talking about the NSA for a decade when the average American didn't even know it existed. I mean, people would send me giggling emails going, there's no such thing, when it was publicly there and you could go drive by it in Virginia, the National Security Agency. So, I mean, so much of this is just denying the elephant in the front room. That I think that's open for debate on whether they should control the weather. But I think when you've got a Category 5 going at New Orleans, and you know you can send, say, 10 jets in and knock it down by 30-40% and have it dump most of its water in the Gulf of Mexico, why wouldn't you do that? I mean, I think that, you know, where there's a specific cost-benefit analysis, I think that needs to be done. And it might have some side effect. We'll see what happens with that. They say they haven't done that because they are worried about liability. Look, the globalists aren't worried about it. If they want to tell somebody or block the courts or manipulate it, they can do that if they want. So, I mean, give me your view on this, Andy.
Well, I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just I'm very skeptical when it comes to putting that kind of trust and power in government.
Listen, they're evil, so they didn't do it. I mean, I agree. We can't trust them to do it. The point is that when they claim that they did all they could with Seattle, we know it's bull.
Right.
Of course they can control the borders and keep us safe from terrorism. But terrorism doesn't exist to begin with. So my only point about the borders not being controlled is to show how the whole premise is a fraud. You know, we're going to have checkpoints in Ohio with the military. You know, News 8 coming up at 5. But we're not going to have military checkpoints on the border. Does that answer your question, or... Andy?
Well, yeah, I think I'd put my trust and faith in the good Lord before I would the government.
I hear you. I agree with you.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The White House is starting to put out feelers to some of their minions in the media, and there's reports out there concerned about impeachment hearings heating up in the Congress, and now it's been openly talked about in the last two or three weeks on some of the nightly news shows. I want to get into that some of the next hour. I also want to cover Google. But let's continue with your phone calls because we're actually moving at a nice, brisk pace here. Let's go really fast right now. Chris in Florida, I'm told, disagrees with me about something, so we'll put him to the head of the line. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's a very minor issue, but it's still a matter of semantics, basically, and it's really no criticism. It's just the term occultism or a cult. And,
that just means hidden, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I know, I'm sure you knew that, but I'm someone who is aware, and you could consider yourself someone who's into occultism just because you study it. But there are many.
You know, actually, technically, yes. Even studying the New World Order to understand what they're up to, then you could say that I'm into the occult.
Right, and I am too, you know, by necessity, but I'm also someone who would consider myself New Age or somebody who is interested in healing myself and others. But there are things that are hidden on purpose, which is what you talk about, and then there are things that are hidden from our senses and from our view, things like your angels or auras that Kirlian photography can view, things that do exist, but we're just not able to maybe perceive with our five senses.
Well, science has shown there's so much that we didn't know. I mean, magic, you know, is simply, you know, everything 50 years in the future. I mean, somebody 100 years ago would look at our technology today and it would be indistinguishable from magic to them.
Right. So I'm just more interested in calling. I'd call myself an occultist, but those who are in government, I think you and Tex Mars have shown so well that they're involved in black magic, and you know that involves that involves rituals, and that involves drawing of blood. But I'm mainly interested myself, in as you are, in preventing people from preventing from the need to be healed in the first place, you know, preventing the pain from happening, and that's what I compliment you so well on. But I also wanted to bring up the issue of FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association, if that could be mentioned once in a while.
Because, I've been thinking, I mean, he's getting up there in age, but I need to get its founder, Red Beckman, back on. Thanks for the call. Let me just say this again. I'm a Christian, and I really believe in God. I mean, I have a personal relationship. But then I get so embarrassed by what the supposed Christian church is and what it promotes. But that's what Christ said. He said, I mean, the devils are in the church pews, folks. They're up there on the podium. They're the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the rest of these people that use it as a way to control people. You know, it's like Tex Mars said on the air last week, or I guess it was 2 weeks ago now. He said, you know, that he is a symbologist. He studies symbols. But that doesn't mean that he is an occultist. He has studied the occult. And so I guess by the true definition of semantics, that does mean that you're kind of into the occult, because that's all the occult is the things that are hidden. But I do not practice the occult. So it gets off into a whole bunch of other, which a lot of these Christian churches do. This thing where pray for it and believe on it and be positive and it'll happen, and then it's just all that. I mean, it's just crazy. And then you get way off into it. That's why I don't really get a lot into that stuff here. We just cover what the elite is into and what they're up to, because as a newsman, that is real. That is one of the driving things in our society. Well, I meant to take more than one call that segment, but that was an interesting caller. We'll come back and talk to Chris and Chad and Steve and Walt. We got guests coming up, and I just want to have the guest on for about one segment. And they're a member of the Houston Global Awareness Collective, a Houston-based anti-Halliburton group that was spied on by the top-secret Pentagon counterintelligence agency for giving out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to Halliburton employees. So that's coming up as well. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.